Welcome back to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. It's your host, Chris, here, and I'm being joined by Ro, Brandon, and Joy, and we are here to talk about the movie Vice, the story of Dick Cheney, an unassuming bureaucrat, Washington insider, who quietly wielded the immense power as vice president to George W. Bush, reshaping the country and the globe in ways we still feel today. It is directed by Adam McKay, written by Adam McKay, and it stars Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Steve Carell, Sam Rockwell. Rockwell plays George W. Bush. Alison Pill is Mary Cheney. I'm not going to go through the whole list of this stuff. I'm going to say it right now because I apparently we're about to be in the minority of this because apparently some people don't like this film. And I'm just here to tell you. I'm just here to tell you. Those people are fucking out of their minds. This film is great. I'm sorry.
You know, who doesn't like this film? Like, I was waiting for it. I was like, they're sitting at like 70 something right now with Vice, but I am waiting for these lying-ass liberal critics who are actually fucking conservatives and fucking Republicans to come out and be like, they don't like this film. I guarantee you it's going to happen because this film shits on our whole fucking government process for like 10 to 15 years. It just shits on it.
Well, the thing that gets me about it is
how diabolically savage white people truly can be when given too much damn power and not enough care for any other livelihood in the world.
I think it's more than just that. I think, look, we didn't need this movie, but we needed this movie. And I think a lot of people are hung up on the, oh, why are we talking about this? I was like, I'm really tired of people thinking, oh, I don't have to worry about my legacy until right before I die. This movie didn't need to be made because this is shit people should have realized by now, but it absolutely needed to be made because this is the same type of shit people didn't realize, and we are repeating patterns again. So I'm glad it's here, and it's not just because of the whole I'm really a conservative and lying about it. It's like people don't want to think about the shit we do and that we let people get away with, and then cumulative effect is real. And if we have to start paying attention to that and people start talking about that within the same decade where somebody was doing some stuff and drawing correlations, and critical thinking might actually become a thing again. And then, golly, how are we just going to keep getting people to put up with the shit we want them to put up with when they don't understand what's happening?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that gets me about this film, though. But that's the thing that gets me about this film, right? It's like, I think that in the era of Trump, we absolutely did need this film because so many people have gotten to the point where they've forgotten that Trump is just a natural progression of where we got, and that this film, and yes, they absolutely have forgotten, because you have a lot of now Republicans who are anti-Trump but were pro Dick Cheney and pro George W. Bush going, how did we get here? This is not my Republican Party. And this film reminds you it absolutely was your Republican Party. And
are you talking about voters? Or are you talking about motherfuckers actually in positions of power?
Both.
I don't feel like anybody in a position of power, especially that's a Republican, doesn't know how we got here. They know how they got to where they are. They know how the fuck we got here.
It's about the way they portray themselves. You have a laundry list of Republicans right now who were pro Donald Trump. That were anti Donald Trump, that were pro George W. Bush, and they're now seen as okay. Like Nicole Wallace is literally on MSNBC right now talking about something. Oh yeah, I'm anti-double Trump. I'm like, you were right there. You were right there. You were part of this whole fucking mess. So I think this film is absolutely necessary because it reminds people that the thing's been going on for years. This is what the Republican Party has been implementing a plan for decades. And this film, I don't even want to say it's that satire, because it's not satire, but they it's almost like tongue in cheek. As they go about this and showing you how shitty these people were. And yes, it is funny. It's absolutely hilarious. But it also is very serious, because in between laughs, you're going, oh shit, they did do that. And oh shit, that is when they started doing this. And oh shit, it didn't work that time. So they just put it on the back burner for 10 years and then implemented it when they could with George W. Bush. It's like, you see just how long they have been trying to implement the plan that they got to with George W. Bush. And it's funny, but then when you sit there and when you think about the film, like a day later, you're like, that's sobering as fuck.
I think the only reason that any Republican is going to act like they are upset about what's happening with the party in the world right now, as far as we know it, is because they got Donald Rumsfeld. That's the only reason they're acting like that. They knew what was going. They knew what hands were being played, and they came up with the short straw. Like, that's
this movie is for the same people who didn't understand how the banks failed. This movie is for the same people The Big Short was for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think this movie is necessary. I mean, you don't even have to go this deep into it. Like I said it online. I don't know if you saw it, but I was being a smart ass. I personally feel like the reason why Dick Cheney was staring at Trump like he wanted to punch him in the back of his head is because he's watching this MF-er take all the power that he has spent his entire damn life putting in line and fucking it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, I have all these things that I did, all these machinations, all these back deals, all this undermining of democracy, all this eroding of regulatory, you know, oversight, all this, you know, all the shifting of narratives and changing of definitions and the absolute war of attrition that people have been waging against the whole concept of civil rights since civil rights weren't even, you know, more than just a tagline. And he's watching this guy who's managed to get his ass into the seat, and he's not qualified to wield all the power that Dick Cheney put in that damn building.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. And I love that Will Ferrell is behind this, because the simplified explanations that he does, like the whole fucking menu scene of torture, that shit is the way things need to be explained to people in our country who watch the news. Because they don't understand when you start using big words, terminology, legislation, shit behind the scenes, actual talk, money, numbers, accuracy, statistics, stuff like that. They can't cling on to it. But if you do something like that, which basically is a great summation of how fucking terrible it is that we go about our choices, they get that. Oh, it's funny. It's funny, motherfucker, but it's serious. Like, they're really doing it this way.
I think that's the thing that is kind of... I've been reading some of the negative reviews and people saying, oh, it's a terrible film. It's the way the story structure is. And I'm like, well, this is basically... The way this film is set up is deadly serious, but it's doing the thing that comedians always do, which is it tells truth to power with jokes. And so they show things in jokey manners, like you said, the torture menu, but it's not meant for be a ha ha ha, oh, I'm gonna forget it. It's like, ha ha, oh wait, that's terrifying. They actually really asked how they did it, you know? And I think that so many people are missing that, because the film, that's what the film does all the time. Like the middle of the film where they do that fake out ending to the film and they start rolling credits.
This was what happened if he'd have left.
Yeah, this is what would have happened if Dick Cheney wasn't a giant piece of shit. The film would have ended. We'd go home right now. We'd roll the credits and everything. Oh, but no, Dick Cheney is actually a giant piece of shit. So there's more to this fucking story.
But even the fucking joke about if we like let's say like when they explain how they explain stupid shit to people. Well, let's say we make a bunch of little like small dick hats and we put them on our dicks and we walk outside on the lawn. And I'm like, this is exactly how they sound when they try to sell y'all bullshit all the time and y'all eat it up. Y'all eat it.
That's why I thought this was perfect. I thought it was perfect. I laughed way more than I thought I would. And then, you know, you have that moment on the back and you're like, wait a minute. I remember that shit. I done laughed about some shit we done did.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. In between your laughs, you're like, fuck, this is serious.
Yeah, and I love Amy in this film playing Miss Cheney or whatever the fuck I'm supposed to call it. Like, even playing his wife in this film, you see how easy it is for you to take someone who is the spouse of a person in power and how they can manipulate their own, like, homegrown, down-to-earth, riddled with poverty, but white poverty-ish country, and spin it in the favor to keep the voting going. Like, I was astounded by how much I fucking did not like her.
But can we talk about how beautiful it was that they put front and center exactly how much the change in narrative and politics came from white women through her character?
Yeah.
All the way through to her ending up running the National Endowment of Arts and what she did to that program. I thought it was brilliant.
You like her, like you don't necessarily like her character, but you understand that one, Dick Cheney is a slobbering piece of drunken shit who is fucking useless as a spouse or any other part of yourself. And that also she comes from an abusive fucking family, like literally dude kills her mother. That type of fucking abuse just to deal with. And you're like, wow, man, she's been through a lot. And then while you're watching that, you're also thinking, but she ends up married to Dick Cheney. So we're going to see how this goes. Because I feel like I should hold my sympathy. I'm going to hold my sympathy card for right now.
Nobody play this at a...
It made it abundantly clear that but for his wife, to a certain extent, there would have been no Dick Cheney.
Bro, like, Literally. And like, they don't, I love that they don't even show how he went from being drunk driver, useless oil drilling piece of shit Cheney to all of a sudden you're in the White House. And I feel like that is a great representation of how these people who have no fucking qualifications or credentials end up in a fucking office seat somewhere in the White House.
But that's even
amazingly terrible.
But even the, I think the part that really sold the sealed the deal for me in terms of how much power and influence his wife had in that relationship was when their daughter came out, you know, liking girls, and her reaction versus his reaction, and you were just like, yo, the cops were sitting in her head.
The thing I love about that though is so because again I don't understand the negative reviews of that. I don't understand if people don't get this film because the way they did that, because you remember during the Bush years with was Mary the one that's gay? I can't remember. I think Mary is. But whatever one of his daughters is gay, and that comes out, Dick, during the Bush years, Dick Cheney was kind of like never part of, you know, George W. Bush's anti-gay brigade. He was always very, very silent. And then you get when Liz tries to run for president, and they made sure they put that in the film to show that Dick Cheney is all about power and all about keeping control and power, and that he would literally pick that over his own daughter, and that he's a giant piece. Like, there is nobody in this film that looks good. At no point do they let, and I think this is the thing, this is why I was shocked by this, because I remember, like, I thought the Darkest Hour was a good film, and I thought that, you know, Gary Oldman played, you know, was great as Winston Churchill, but everybody kind of mentioned how that film made Winston Churchill seem like this good guy and didn't cover his racism and his warmonger and all the other shit. It painted him in a good light, and so I felt like people heard that Vice was coming out and they thought the same thing was going to happen with Dick Cheney, but that's not what happens here. Nobody looks good in this film. Dick Cheney does not look good in this film. Donald Rumsfeld does not look good in this film. The Bushes don't look good in this film. Scooter Lip, none of these people look good in this film. They make sure to let you know that all of them are giant pieces of shit. They make sure that you know that, and then they do, yes, they use humor to show it, but they make sure you know that these things actually happened, and the reason why we're at where we're at now is because these people did it. Like, that whole thing of, hey, so what if we find a way to get more power to the vice president, and we redefine what executive power is, and you see these people, like when you get like Ashcroft and all these people before they got into the position where we know them at now, how far back they started working on this stuff before they were actually in positions of power, and then where they ended up, you're just like, we never stood a chance. We never stood a chance. These people have been plotting this shit forever. Oh, fuck all of them. You know?
I mean, the film for me was like, the main thing that I kind of walked away with, besides that, I didn't know just how fucking terrible these people were, but I did know. Like, I guess I didn't have my facts. Now I got my facts. The thing about it is, like, if there was not a Republican Party, and this is not a big up to them at all, there would probably be absolutely nothing interesting about politics. But because these motherfuckers are so goddamn dastardly in the shit that they do, you are able to make a film like this. I don't see how you could make a film like this for Democrats, for a whiny side group that wants...
Oh, you really could. Everybody.
Well, you could.
Don't trip.
Oh, you could.
No, they could.
You could. No, you absolutely could.
Not to where I'd enjoy watching it as much as I did watching this shit. This is a movie of villains. Like, just, and not even like, I'm kind of bad. You know, I'm out for myself villains. No, these motherfuckers were just causing mayhem and havoc type villains. And also just a movie full of sociopaths.
And I think that's the thing.
It is ridiculous.
I think that might be the thing, too. Like, I think some people look at this film and think that it's because it's funny that they're trying to make them look too much like cartoon villains, but I'm like, but they were cartoon villains.
But they did this.
I mean, come on, Shakespeare plays happen for a reason, and I think a lot of people's problem with this is because this is absolutely plotted out like a Shakespeare play. I mean, even at one point in the middle of the damn movie, they actually have them have a whole scene, which I thought was hilarious, and I I laughed till I had an asthma attack, literally. But like, this whole movie is done in the same tones. You have the over chorus, you have, you know, you have the great rabble. All of these things are done according to like what it truly was. If you wanted to talk about people forget, like in England, I'm about to go down a rabbit hole in my English degree. Pardon me. There's a book called The Fairy Queen. The whole thing is basically one big ass code because the person who wanted to write it wanted to talk about the Queen of England and how her people were, and that he thought she was on some fuck shit and that we should all just rise up. But that particular queen would kill your ass if she even thought she was looking at her sideways. So he wrote an entire book that's hundreds and hundreds of pages talking mad shit about everybody in power. Never got caught because all of it was coded and all of it was leaning towards humor. It was also in Middle English, so you needed a drink before you tried to read that shit. But this is the same type of movie. He took a whole Shakespearean flair. He took the absolute proof and truth of what he wanted to say, and then he skewed it according to where he believes. So for us, this is a movie of villains because all of these machinations are terrible. For other people watching this movie isn't about villains for them. This movie is about people who tried to guide the country in a direction that would be good for all of us. And it's going to make them uncomfortable when you start adding up 1 + 1 = not 32, but these motherfuckers straight up tried to convince us that it did. And oh, wait, we let them.
Yo,
that's why I think a lot of people don't like this movie, is because even if you, and you know, he acknowledges at the end with one of the most hilarious after credit scenes with the whole fake up with the people, he acknowledges this movie is told from my point of view of what I feel after talking about all of these facts and putting them into a chronology that gives you a sensibility of how we got here now. And my feeling at the end of this is terrible. But I think the problem is other people wanted to go in and they wanted to bash it, and they weren't able to bash it the way they wanted to, because before that, he didn't leave him anything. He put it all on the table and then he shook it up and said, what? I think it's what's pissing people off.
When you find out who the narrator is.
Bruh.
Cause the entire film trying to go, all right, but who is Kurt? Who is this? Who is this? Not Matt Damon. Who is this guy? Like, I don't know. Like, he keeps showing up, and I'm like, okay, he's like, because at one point he says, like, you know, me and Dick, we're kind of like brothers. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is this another Cheney we didn't know about? Like, who is this guy? Like, you see this dude go throughout this entire, and then when you find out what happened, you're like,
yeah,
son of a bitch. Because
the way they did it, and it's like, that is like a whole umbrella overshadowing how Dick Cheney is constantly throughout this film just taking from people. Just constantly taking from people. He even takes from the fucking narrator.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I think
anybody who is not a victim of Dick Cheney
in the world. There were a couple critics who walked out of our screening who were like, you know, I felt that was a cop out. I was like, well, I just thought it was really high irony. You know, one of the first things and last things ever anybody accused this motherfucker of being is heartless. So.
But a cop out in what way is my question?
Yeah.
They felt like having a disembodied narrator who truly ended up being outside of the action going on was somehow disingenuous to the storytelling. And I was like, I don't know what movie you watched, but I thought it was perfect that it turned out that the person who we were listening to wasn't who we thought he was going to be at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And somehow or another that made things feel more illegitimate or disingenuous for them. But again, these are critics from a bygone era that don't like to talk about the fact that a significant part of our foreign relations and foreign policy problems come from the preemptive doctrine, which comes from push one. So,
but even I heavily disagree with that. And I know you do too, but primarily because I think it also brings a bizarre lens to the fact that, like, when we think of, you know, the people that this narrator is, I'm not trying to spoil it. You don't think of the fact that they don't necessarily consent to where that's going to, you know what I mean? And so whether or not we know who the narrator's, you know, political affiliations are, it makes it sound like from that narration that he is on the liberal side of the business. He literally kept this motherfucker going, literally, like living and breathing to still continue to be terrible. And he didn't sign up for that. You know what I mean? So, like, I do think that there's a very bizarre lens to it, but it works. I think it works really well.
I thought it was perfect. I thought it was, I mean, at the end, I was like, yo, they didn't. I literally, that's how I felt. And then it kind of made you go back and things that you thought you were getting, like, from a skewed perspective because you were making assumptions about who the narrator were, mm-hmm. they kind of hit you again once you I'm like, oh, okay, I was all the way off base. Yeah, no, I appreciated it.
Isn't that like a metaphor for what these parties do to their voters anyway? That's all they do, is they take from people in a way that these people did not consent to things being taken from them, mm-hmm. to do things not in the favor or, you know, in the betterment of the country or these people that either voted for them or didn't vote for them. I thought it was a great fucking metaphor of how to continue to feed life into this fucking shit that doesn't care if we live or die. That is fucking amazing.
I'm just trying to figure out what some people thought they were getting from this film, because, like, I thought this film was going to be more serious. When I found out that it was not, it was tongue-in-cheek, and they were, like you said, almost Shakespearean, taking down, speaking truth to power about what these people did in a way that's not full documentary, like what Michael Moore would do or something like that, one of those kind of documentaries or something like that. Okay. But in an actual film where you actually get some, like, we haven't talked about it yet, you get some amazing performances. First of all, Christian Bale as Dick Cheney. I don't know who else can go, maybe... old boy from Bohemian Rhapsody, Remy, maybe him, but, like, Christian Bale became Dick Cheney to the point it was fucking scary, like, absolutely fucking frightening.
He's still talking out the side of his face too, like,
right,
Christian Bale
became
face five Batmans now, and even 100 pounds heavier, the opposite of what he did for the Machinist.
Yeah.
Like, he can still do this shit.
Christian Bale is a fucking
amazing. That I think he's an A-list actor.
Yes,
but I think he's, like, top game A-list actor. He's heavily underrated in what he'll go through to take on a role.
Yeah, no, like, phenomenal with Dick Cheney here. Like, it's frightening. Mentioned
hero is Steve. Like, Steve is the real fucking hero.
Oh, of Steve Carell plays Donald Rumsfeld in this.
I'm telling you, I have no idea why people are not talking about his Donald Rumsfeld.
They mad.
Well, they need to get the hell over it, because it's bullshit. Because he was brilliant. I mean, especially when you put him with early Cheney before there was role reversal between the two parties, and then. When he, you know what I mean? I was just like, those scenes and the dynamic between them, and
you know what's starting to get me? I'm like, maybe people have forgotten the Bush years, because I'm like, I remember the Bush years because Cheney check started was, like, you know, heavy in the Bush years, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, his Donald Rumsfeld was actually really, really good. Like, that was Donald Rumsfeld. Donald Rumsfeld, look, whenever he was on, like, did a speech or was doing some kind of talk, like, at a press briefing, you're like, why is this man talking? He clearly does not belong here. He is fucking insane. He's a crazy person. And Steve Carell was a crazy person who had no fucking tact at Donald Rumsfeld. Like, that's fucking frightening. Frightening.
Chris, I think you're right in terms of people maybe forgetting the Bush years, but I do think people need to be more concerned, because even today, Liz Cheney's out here really trying to be Trump's right-hand gal. I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why,
today, we are still seeing the after effects of the Cheney era. And so I don't know what to tell y'all.
But they did
every single department and level of government that he could think of with a minion. I mean, his intentions was never to lose power, even when he went home, which is why people still keep talking about how this MF would turn around and get all this stuff for Halliburton. And he never left. All he did was just give new mouthpieces. And yeah. I really, truly, honestly think this was the perfect way to do this movie. They made a movie. They didn't do a documentary style. They could have. Mm-hmm. And even Michael Moore has learned that, you know, there are certain tactics that it's better to take. And he stole them from this gentleman here. But making this an actual movie and giving you, like, this true cinematic feel, and you still had that doom and gloom, you walk away from this at the end where, like, the whole, you know, where they did, like, the board, like, it was Monopoly, and they put all the people places, and then they put people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, you start to realize almost all the MFs that he still put places, they still got jobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you see also that, again, you know, when you mentioned Liz Cheney, again, what Dick Cheney is willing to do and what he and who he's willing to sacrifice to make sure he power stays within his grasp. And again, like you said, this is why I'm like, to me, it shouldn't be a disconnect. You should see, we should be reminded every minute we can that while, yes, we're dealing with Trump and stuff like that, all these people that were under, because here, that's the thing that gets me about this film, right? And to get a little political a little bit, what gets me when people sit there and say, oh, no, I can't believe we got in here under Trump and I'm a Republican and we never used to do this and blah, blah, blah. All I hear is you're just trying to do like Dick Cheney did, which is you're trying to, you know, like Trump, you're afraid that Trump's going to expose all the stuff you guys were doing underneath, right? Because he's too dumb to do it the sneaky way that Dick Cheney kind of did. Because we, like, Dick Cheney would do some crazy shit, but this film would reveal that there was an underlying basis for everything he did, that he laid the groundwork years before. So by the time you saw it, it was too late to do anything about it, right? Trump is too dumb to do any of that shit. And I think all these people that you're seeing going, switching, becoming anti-Trump, but they're still not leaving the Republican Party, and, oh, we're Republican, still Republican, like, they're sitting there going, oh, we don't want Trump to expose what Dick Cheney and them laid the groundwork for, because once Trump is gone, we can go right back into using these same tactics to get power again, and that's what they're doing. And this film, again, does it in a funny way, but it kind of shows you that, A, you guys need to pay attention because this is what these motherfuckers are doing. Like, to me, it's like anti-gaslighting, because it's basically showing you all that shit that people used to say during the Bush years and saying that, oh, well, trying to be a dictatorship. He's trying to circumvent the other branches of government, trying to do, and they would sit there and go, oh, you guys are out of your fucking mind. You guys are crazy. You're looking too much deep into this. You're just being liberals. You're being left wing nut jobs, blah, blah, blah. This film basically goes, no. All that shit happened. You guys weren't going crazy. That shit actually fucking happened. And here's where they did it. And like I said, I think this film is fucking fantastic. I love it. I love the acting in this. Shit, this film was so good, it didn't even bother me that they had fucking Tyler Perry as fucking Colin Powell.
I was waiting for somebody to bring it up.
I was like, you know what? Fuck it all out. I don't care.
Because he had the nigga in the room face. Like, the whole time he was Colin Powell, he had the nigga in the room face. Like, damn, I'm really doing this. I'm really selling my black ass soul, trading in my black ass car, giving up on my heritage and my people, bound by chains and just atrocities of human indecency to be in this room with these crazy fucking villainous ass villain fucking people. And I think what I'm seeing here with a lot of people that might have issues with this movie, when they make political films like this and they're like party side or party not side, and they could make it a focus of showing you, like, I feel like they try to sell some of these films. Like, they can do the documentary type thing. We've addressed that. I think when they do a film type instead, or they try to flow more in that direction, they are like, let us show you the man, or let us show you the woman. And that bothers me, because I don't want to see Fox News and, you know, people doing interviews with them in huge tabloid and established news outlets. They always do that. They're always like giving us that 60-minute take of who the man Dick Cheney really is. And we get enough of that fluttered bullshit. I'm like, yo, show me the monster. Because the way I'm looking at things and the way they're going, the way people are dying, the way legislation and laws and government and the direction of everything just seems chaotic and ridiculous, it's run by monsters. The fact that we even have a conversation about, should abortion be okay? Should gay marriage be okay? Should people be allowed to eat in an establishment if that be okay? And these people act like it's some type of detriment for two people of the same sex to get married. Like, somehow it's going to scorch the earth if this were to happen. We're dealing with fucking monsters here. And Vice shows them as monsters. The monsters they fucking are. Fuck that bullshit of painting them with humanity and humility and all of that crap that does not come through when it's time for them to cast a vote, when it's time for them to push an agenda. That shit does not fucking matter to them for real. And it irks. This is why I don't watch the news. It fucking irks me when I hear people talk about them like they care about shit. They don't care about you. You vote for them, they really don't care about you. What they care about is that they can maintain the power to push whatever agenda they want to make whatever money they want to, or gain whatever power. See, Dick Cheney wasn't even fucking about money. That motherfucker was about power. It constantly just about power. Mm-hmm. so much unnecessary shit just to get power. He didn't have to do any of it.
Like I said,
he was for life, and he came back because it was like, yo, another way for me to get. Even Amy was like even his wife was like, are you really gonna? You really don't need to do this. Like, we're cool. We got, you know, more than enough power than we'd ever need. And you know, last time it didn't go so great, but look at us. We're rich forever. We're well established. We don't have to worry about anything. And she was like, you don't have to go back. And he went back, and she jumped right in with him because for her it was about power too. Her push for him was, you weak. The start of the movie is you weak, you weak, you weak. And the whole rest of the film is him going, I'm gonna make everybody else around me weak. So showing these people as human beings, I don't want to see that bullshit. I don't want to see people who bombed whole countries for no fucking reason based on nothing. I don't want to see people who set up Guantanamo and were writing in ways to get it done so that they wouldn't be held as a war crime for it. Like, I don't want to see them painted as human fucking beings. Paint them as the type of person who would do that type of shit.
Like, I think some people take the scene, but torture, not to give, you know, spoilers or anything like this, but the way they do that scene, it's so callous, right? It's so the way that they're talking about it is so callous, so impersonal. And I think some people might look at this film and it's like, and somehow take offense to that.
But brother, they're cavalier as fuck about it.
They need to realize that that's actually how it was. These motherfuckers would sit down at an expensive dinner, and basically trade on torture techniques like they were trading dinner dishes. Like, that's literally how they did this shit. It's not with any kind of heavy heart. It's not, well, let's think about this. Let's make sure that we got to. No, they were callous and cavalier about it. In this film, using humor shows you that, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be funny, but also not supposed to be funny. You're supposed to laugh, but then you're supposed to, after you're laughing, going, wait a minute, that's actually what they did. Fuck.
You talk about how Dick Cheney has an issue with Trump now. Like, he fucking just glares at him because of what he's doing with his power. The only reason that is occurring is because Trump's not doing evil right. That's the only thing Dick Cheney sees. He's not doing evil right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would also say, like, I just have so much. One, I think I have confusion in terms of how people weren't expecting the campiness, just because one, it's like Adam McKay. And two, the trailer itself is like, they have this like really punchy pop song by The Killers called The Man, which I think is a great song. But
it's perfect. Even watching, it was perfect.
Perfect. And even the posters had a cartoon Dick Cheney with sunglasses on, like the Deal with the Meme. Like, I was just like, I don't know how y'all didn't come in here thinking it was going to be campy. That's neither here nor there. But I feel like this film in general is very much like the adage of like, meet people where they are. I feel like this film absolutely meets the administration where it was. Like, the idiocy, the danger, how they treated people, how people's lives were in stake. But even how they treated people in their own family. Like, I will not get over the fact on how, and even though Mary is still in conservative groups, so girl, fuck you too, but how they treated their daughter, and they didn't go into it as much as I would like, but how they treated their daughter, but she came out and was like, I like girls. And the way that Liz, her whole sister, had to go, went on stage and was just like, I believe marriage between a man and a woman. I was just like, oh, okay, well, all right. But the fact that that callousness extended everywhere you look, it was a power grab. I felt like this film absolutely met what the administration truly was at that time, where it is.
But that's what makes people uncomfortable about this movie. Like, they took a character, they took all the known facts and information about him, put all that research together, and they made a movie that you don't have to have any kind of education or training to understand. You don't have to do anything except for follow the story. And they do the A plus A, they show you the faces, they give you the names, and you're going to recognize these names because you saw them on TV, you see them in the newspaper, you saw them on the radio. These are all the things that people bitch about. And this telling you how they were going about doing their jobs, and you know, they talk about drain the swamp and the establishment. It's a very timely and pointed reminder that they are all politicians and that it is all politics, that we are nothing but politics to them. So whether you're, and this isn't about a party affiliation, like y'all said, this was about power. So all you have to do is sit back and let this movie tell you some stuff that you may not have been paying attention to, or you may not have realized the source of. And you're like, well, shit, that's what make I truly, honestly think. And the way that you do it and that way that he did it, that it's funny. And you're just like, we let all this shit happen.
No, well, no.
It's that laugh cry thing you do.
But even that scene where when Cheney decides to be Republican, he decided to be Republican in story based on Donald Rumsfeld acting a double damn fool and being sexist on stage.
Yeah, he's like, who's that guy? Said,
yeah, who's
that's
party,
what I what, am.
Yeah, he said, what party is that dude in? And he was like, Republican.
If Donald, if Donald Rumsfeld had been a Democrat, then Dick Cheney would have been a Democrat.
Yep.
Yep.
Like the dude, he it basically shows you him having no loyalty to anything but power. That's literally what it is. And
which is why Donald Rumsfeld respected him when his car was up.
Right.
At that point, he was, damn. Oh, well, you know, I'm a good teacher.
Right. It's just like all of them are like, they're all so fucking terrible. I'm sorry. I love this film. I love this film. I know it's gotten a lot of Golden Globes. Like, it deserves all of them. I know that some critics have an issue with the storyteller. I don't give a fuck. I love this film. Like, it is needed. You know, people say we didn't need this film. We absolutely did need this film. Absolutely.
Also, side note, I just hate when people be like, I feel like this film is so unnecessary, because I've absolutely seen unnecessary films this year, and I feel like this is definitely not one of them. Like, Where Hands... Yeah, like, Where Hands Touch, that movie with Amanda Steinberg, where she's in a Nazi love story, was unnecessary as fuck. Well, that is an unnecessary film.
All of her films but The Hate U Give have been unnecessary this year.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Those are unnecessary as films. But this one, I don't think, like, that's why I can say, on the barometer of necessary to unnecessary, this doesn't even crack. Like,
this doesn't even register.
Yeah.
Nope. No.
Because it's also so relevant. It's so relevant to the time. It's like, this film, like, again, not to spoil it, but the end credit scene, you have to see it, because basically somebody goes, hey, wait a minute. Did you guys just... And it's like,
don't say nothing else.
Yeah. It's just so fucking good. Seriously, go watch this fucking film. Like, I'm sorry. Maybe just my fucking sense of humor. I love this kind of sense of humor. I love the way that they portrayed it, you know, and did it. And it's a film that meets the audience where it is. So if you remember this shit and you understand where they're going with this, you can follow along. If you knew none of this stuff and you watch this film, you can follow along, right? It's not pretentious. It's not preachy. Honestly, it really isn't. It tells you just, this is what these people did. It's what they did, and this is how they went about it. And they're giant pieces of shit. That's not me, that's not me editorializing. It's just, you see it. They're terrible pieces of shit. We have the evidence here.
You understand politics, but you understand when you're watching a motherfucker be evil for 2 hours.
Yes, and you will.
Yeah,
and you will laugh. I think that's the problem. Is that, like, many of the times I watch a movie and I start laughing and then stop laughing. I was like, oh, yo, fuck, right. Dick Cheney, like, multiple
times. That's exactly how it is. You'd be like, these motherfuckers, right?
You'll laugh, and you'll be like, yo, fuck this man, though.
Right.
You'd be like, fuck all y'all. And you're like, you know what? I don't like anybody anymore. And then I think the thing that people are really, you come away from this, like, it's not about party, it's about power, and I don't have enough. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, I was like, maybe I should have made life decisions differently, and I should have gone into politics.
I think the other thing, too, is, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and if also you are not a fan of white men as a staff, as a record label, as a motherfucking crew, also see this film. Because the fact that this man was a dude who was a drunk cable guy who got kicked out of school and got to this level of power, like, I feel like that's escaping folks. Like, Sir got kicked out of school for fighting. When we first see him in this film, he is drunk, he is a loser, he is a lowlife. His wife is like, yo, get your shit together, and he became the vice president.
The thing that gets me, the thing I think also gets people is, this is another one of those films that it kind of ends depressingly, because you're like, you kind of feel hopeless. You're hopeless, because, like, he wins. Like, I think that's the thing. This is one of those films, everybody talks about how they love The Empire Strikes Back. Why? Because, you know, Darth Vader, the villain wins. This Vice is a film where the villain comes out on top. The villain wins. We know this is not a spoiler, because you know that Dick Cheney's still alive. His daughter is in the Senate. Like, we know Dick Cheney came out. Dick Cheney won. So this is a film about a villain who wins. And it, I think it, it's getting to people because it's also a villain in real life that we know. This is not some fictional fucking character. This is Dick Cheney. This, and he wins. And it, it feels kind of hopeless. It feels hopeless. It feels like, fuck, yo. These assholes did this shit and they got away with it. And there's nothing we can do about it.
So, and they've changed the landscape of this country to the point to where there will never be anything we can do about it. Because we let this shit be policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Chris, yeah. This sounds like the same. This, oh my God. This sounds like when we had the conversation about Bill Street. And you were like, there are white people that did not understand. They did not like the way Bill Street ended. And I've actually talked to some black people who don't like the way it ends. And like, I never thought of it while we were talking about it. But like, hearing your explanation here now, Vice, it's because racism, the villain fucking wins in that movie.
Yeah.
And white people did not understand that. They were like, we don't see films about racism where racism wins in the end. Like, black people tend to come out on top, or we progress and white people look better. And that's not how it ends. And that's not how this shit ends either. White folk who are in the favor of this do not look better, but they do win.
Yeah, they don't try to do a moral of the story is. They just let it ride because it's not over.
Moral of the story, nigga, this is us.
Like yeah. That's
all it is.
Yeah. And even when you think about, like, you know, using the Star Wars metaphor, like, straight up Liz Cheney is Kylo Ren. Because she surely, if you look at the amount of ratings and things that she agrees with Trump, I think it's like, because I decided to just go into a rabbit hole after the film of just looking things up of like, yo, you know what? I'm just curious to see, like, what is the Cheney family doing? Because I knew that one of his daughters was in politics. And I think she, like, her, like, agenda and what she agrees with versus Trump, like, I think they match on, like, 96% of things. So when you think about how, you know, this current administration is thinking about how they essentially have, you know, their sirens of evil, a.k.a. the white women that enjoy in their administration, like, she's going to be up there. When they want to have new blood in the administration, she'll be
proximal
there.
Power is a hell of a drug.
Yep.
Ain't nobody talking about the women who are rocking this with this administration. You notice ain't not a damn one of them quit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if the moral of the story is you walk away from this, the baddest people still we need to be worried about is all female and we don't know their names.
Yeah.
Because yeah. They just back there doing their jobs.
Hello? Come on.
Where do you guys get this film?
I give it a 9.5 even. I don't know what I was expecting kind of coming into it, but there was many of laughters and fuck you, Dick Cheney. So for that, I give him 9.5 fuck you, Dick Cheney's.
Yeah, I'm about 8.5 fuck you, everybody. I mean, I know I came in ready to hate Dick Cheney. I was already predisposed against him, but I left with a whole new list of people who I'd like to just blow up. But yeah, it's about a solid 8.5 for me.
I don't say blow up on the podcast. I'm scared of that.
It's too late now, Negro. I done said it out loud.
I give this 9 out of 10 Dick Dastardly's. Jesus Christ. He's like, yeah. I'm one of those people described earlier that I don't dog paddle in the specifics of politics. I don't want to go read people's interviews. I don't want to go read about legislation. I don't care what Congress and the House is doing. I don't watch the news or pay attention to any of that shit. And I'm
hurts my heart. All of those statements hurt my heart.
I know. And I watched this movie going, they dumbed it all down, so I have proof now that they are as terrible as I always thought they were. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I give this 9 out of 10. I absolutely love this. It was another one of my favorite films. Between this and The Favorite, these are two films I was not expecting. I watched both of them and was like, oh my God. Like, Vice was one of those films. Like, I was hearing, you know, they're doing a Dick Cheney film, and I was one of those people who was like, oh, I really don't care about seeing a Dick Cheney film. You know, not saying one that, I never, like Joy said, I never like those people who goes, we don't need this kind of film, especially when it's a film that's original. That's something that's based, like, if we're talking about the 17th Transformers film. Yeah, we don't need that fucking film, right? We might not need that film. We come to a film like this, I'm like, it's not that we don't need it, but I don't need to see it myself, personally. But then I think Phenom saw it and told me, like, no, you need to go see the film. It's fucking hilarious.
I was watching the film, like, 20 minutes into the film, I was like, Chris needs to see this fucking movie because this is what y'all debate and argue about on Twitter and Facebook all fucking day long. I was like, this shit is amazing satire based in actual fucking reality. Bruh, I was like, the surrealness of this shit. He needs this. Chris needs to see this.
And it was, and it was like 5 minutes into the film, and I was texting Brandon going like, "Holy fucking shit! I love this fucking film." Like it just, like, it, like it's
I,
just.
I don't understand how Republicans allowed this to hit the screen. Like I was like, "There's did they just? That's how powerful they are. They're not even worried about a film like this putting any type of just like taint on them. Like nothing is gonna tarnish." them any further than they already are.
Oh yeah, because they're too busy, you know, making sure you know families are separated at the border. So they got other
or dropping people off at Christmas in El Paso without even telling anybody's coming.
Yeah, they got other things. Also, side note: is Sam Rockwell okay? Because he's about to be almost 3 for 3 for like very racist characters, and I'm concerned.
yeah, he's gonna need a detox because that's not him.
But he's gonna. Amazing racist actor though, so I'm like eating them fucking wings.
Well, he knows white people. So, I mean, it's not that difficult.
So here's a question I have: Sam Rockwell or Walton Goggins for best racist white dude?
Sam Rockwell. I'm going with Sam Rockwell still.
I was gonna say Robert Duvall in Widows because that was a level.
I'm not talking about just this year. I'm talking about like just across the breadth of their like. Because I feel like both Sam Rockwell and Walton.
If you go in Lifetime, Walton Goggins wins.
Right, because I feel like they're both getting typecast now into being the racist white dude. Like,
yeah, he's a brilliant actor who I think needs to take a pause. Before he does another movie,
it's gonna be
or TV show.
It's like, well, what's the dude that played what's his name in Guardians of the Galaxy and in
Michael Rooker?
Yeah, it's, yo, he's getting like he needed to be in Guardians of the Galaxy because I was like, yo, if you keep this shit up, I'm gonna think you're a racist in real life. So you need to take a PD.
Sam Rockwell is about to play another. He's about to play a member of the KKK in that Taraji P. Henson movie too.
Oh my god, you're right.
He's typecast.
He's playing a conflicted KKK member in that one. Like,
oh,
right.
Okay.
But I feel like that's just his character from Three Billboards who took some time off and then decided, no, I really do want to be racist. And now he's back to being conflicted. I'm just saying, like, at some point, man, you gotta take a pause. You gotta get another character in there. Because if not, man, you could be the nicest white dude in real life. But nicest non-racist white dude in real life. But you keep taking these roles, I'm gonna feel some kind of way, man. I just like
reality. George Bush in Vice is the nicest person in the movie because he's a fucking idiot.
He really was. Like the
nicest person in the movie because like him grabbing candy out the bowl and then you relate that to him giving candy to Michelle.
Oh God!
And now it's like
I swear they did it on purpose. I swear they did that on purpose too, yo.
I'm telling you, him eating them, like of all the stuff you could have picked from what we knew about George, having him and Dick Cheney have that conversation with him around barbecue wings in that fucking hat, I'm just like, nigger, this is
God, he's such a
fucking this won't be gold because he is a fraud.
Even when they were in the scene when they were talking and Dick was telling his wife, like, yo, by the way, I'm gonna be meeting with the Bush kid about his campaign, and she said Jeb, and I was like,
ooh. Oh God, yes.
Oh, I hollered.
When they introduce old boy in the beginning of the film, you're like, now watch this be another white man who doesn't deserve to be in the position he's about to be in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Rise to the age. Isn't that fucking
I kept thinking of please clap every
time.
Jeb, I was like, oh no.
If it's anything that should make you mad watching this film just as a person of color, think about all of the things that you have to do to even be noticed to work in an environment where these people hold all the power. And then you look at what they did to get where they were, drunk and falling out of a car to vice president. Wow.
God damn it.
Wow.
Drunk and doing keg stands to president.
Jesus Christ. Go see this film. It's fucking great. I love it. Again, folks, Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast, make sure you subscribe. We have plenty of stuff coming out in the new year. We are just not taking a break when it comes to movie reviews. We got plenty more. We got like another set of 3 reviews coming out, I guess, sometime next week. I got to figure out when we're going to record them. But please just keep subscribing. Make sure you check out tpublic.com/store/mtr-network. Their store is always on sale. There's plenty of stuff from our site and other sites on there. Go check it out. You get yourself some really nice stuff. And stay tuned, and we will be back in 2019. Thank you guys very much for listening. Until next time, we're out of here. Peace.